It's a good day because it's a Friday, but it's about to get even better here on KATE because not only is it a Friday, it is a Fallness Friday. Kevin Fallness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network, joins us. And Kevin, my friend, a good afternoon. How you been?
I'm good. You know what? That's what I told my boys, that it's a Fallness Fun Friday because my wife's out of town, so my boys are stuck with me. So once they get home from school, it's a Fallness Fun Friday. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that entails, if we're going to do anything different or special than any other day, but it's going to be full of fallnesses.
I was going to ask you if you had some kind of game plan, because that sounds like fun for you and your boys if you got something actually planned.
I really don't have anything planned. You know, typically our nights are consumed with hockey. Either I'm working or two of my three boys play hockey, and so our lives revolve around that. With my wife out of town, they've actually... It's weird because we've all got nothing tonight. The Wild are off. My boys are all off from hockey, so I don't know. We'll probably just go somewhere, get a burger, and watch a movie. Who knows?
Hey, that works too. That sounds like a good guys' night. And last night, our guys, Minnesota Wild, were in Vegas to take on the Vegas Knights. And before we talk about that game, let's talk about the night before, a couple nights before, when they took on the Arizona Coyotes. Arizona's got one win so far. Are they maybe one of the worst NHL teams ever?
Yeah, I mean, that's saying a lot because the league's a century old, but they've got to be in the top couple. They're just, you know, there's not a lot of motivation to make that team a winner right now. In fact, I think, if anything, they're trying to do the opposite with some of the contracts you see on that team, and it's not a good team. It's kind of like the Western Conference version of the Sabres, and you know the Sabres right now probably even have a little more hope than even the Coyotes. So it's pretty bad. And you know what you worry about in a game like that, it's like your classic trap game, because you go in there and you think, I feel like that's kind of what happened to the Wild the first time they played the Kraken. They thought they were just going to blow in there, get an easy 2 points, and get back to the hotel room early. You know, that didn't work in Seattle. It did work in Arizona, and I think that's because they, you know, put forth that 60-minute effort. They, you know, especially what they did defensively in that third period, and you know, they cruised to a 5-2, almost a laugher compared to the dramatics that they've had for the majority of the first dozen games. That was one that was a little bit more cruise control once they did the hard work the first 40 minutes.
Yeah, 5-2 win against Arizona, against those Coyotes on Wednesday. Last night in Sin City in Vegas, a game you heard on KATE, they did not come out strong. Had a real tough, I guess, 10 minutes and first period of action. Found a way to get within a goal, but not the best start to that game last night.
No, and, you know, they say all the right things. But I don't know. I mean, I think maybe – The travel, I don't know. There's all sorts of excuses you can use. But I'll tell you, they came out lethargic in those first 20 minutes. Cause their fourth line struck twice. Two young guys scored their first goals in the National Hockey League. And the Wild never recovered. They made a game of it in that third period. But unfortunately for them, what did them in was a real bad start. No closing in on the power play, going 0-for-6 on the man advantage, despite having 9 shots towards the net, and then, you know, the fatal error at the end of the second period proves to be the game winner when Matt Dumba coughed up the puck in front of the Golden Knights bench. So all that culminated in an unfortunately not great night in Sin City.
Kevin Fallness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network on a Fallness Friday here on KATE. And Kevin, you know, you look at a game like last night, and you see this in every professional sport. Sometimes when these guys are playing an 82-game schedule, they come out a little bit flat, and maybe that was the case last night. As fans, should we be less tough on teams when they have those nights where, hey, it's a long schedule, there's lots of travel, lots of games? Should we have a little more sympathy for them when they come out flat?
No, there was really no excuse for it, because the night before it was kind of it was almost a laugher where they put 5 on the board, and it was a pretty easy night overall in the grand scheme of things. They did their effort, and not only that, it was like a 45-minute flight. Tom Reed was talking about that. It was like less than an hour to get from the Coyotes spot in Glendale to the T-Mobile Arena there in Vegas. So you know, there's no real excuse for it. I just think those things happen over the course of the season, the ebbs and the flows. They've been playing some great hockey through 13 games, and you're going to have the occasional clunker. The problem is the thing that you have to avoid is you can't watch this thing blossom into one, two, three, four-game slide, because that's the part that'll, you know, once you fall out of contention, it's hard to climb your way back in.
Minnesota Wild 9-4 on the season in second place right now when it comes to the Central Division. They get the Kraken. Kevin mentioned them earlier. We kind of laid a goose egg against the Kraken the first time around. We get them again tomorrow night in Seattle. The Kraken, they have, what I see here, 4 wins on the season, 4-9-1. So their record is kind of what an expansion team's record should look like.
Yeah, they got thumped a little bit last night at home against the Anaheim Ducks. Ducks are rolling, but the Kraken, you know, I think the expectations were they might even contend for a playoff spot, possibly a wild card spot in the Western Conference, but it's looking like that maybe won't come to fruition. Despite the fact they got Philip Grubauer in goal, and they've got a couple of Wild guys that have worn that Wild uniform, and Carson Soucy and Donato. You know, it just seems like they're going to fall on tough times. It's not going to be the Cinderella story that the Vegas Golden Knights had in their first season in the National Hockey League. So I think that's to be expected. But that said, you know, the Wild got a lesson at the end of last month. What happens when you don't take a team seriously? I don't care who they are. If you don't take the Arizona Coyotes seriously, they'll come up and bite you. Same thing with the Seattle Kraken. They've got NHL talent on that team. And especially on their home ice, if you don't take them seriously, you'll be in trouble. So hopefully the Wild learn their lesson, and I know they want payback not only from that game, but to you know, recoup what they, you know, fell short in last night in Vegas.
Kevin Faulness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network, and looking through some numbers on our Minnesota Wild, 13 games in, does it surprise you that our leading goal scorer is Ryan Hartman?
Yeah, I don't think anyone would have projected that coming into the season. When you have a team that's full of guys like a Kirill Kaprizov, a Kevin Fiala, to think that Ryan Hartman would be the guy jumping up from towards the bottom of the lineup and leading this team in goal scoring, yeah, it's pretty incredible. He's having a heck of a year. And, again, we're only 13 games in, but it's nice. I think what that shows is this team has incredible depth scoring. One of the cliches in hockey is rolling four lines, but that's something that Dean Evason has the ability to do, because it doesn't have to be about Kirill Kaprizov, Matt Zuccarello, and Kevin Fiala. You can have the Brandon Duhames, the Hartmans, the Foligno's of this team jump into the action as well and provide some offense. They don't have to just be the gritty guys. So it's a huge luxury for Dean Evason. When this team is 100% healthy and engaged, they're dangerous.
Kirill Kaprizov, you brought him up. 3 goals, 8 assists, 11 points. Big story in the offseason, the Minnesota Wild get that deal done. You think there's extra pressure on him right now? I know there were stories about him, you know, finally getting his first goal. I forget when that was, that he's not, you know, finding the back of the net as much as you'd like from Kaprizov. You think the pressure is a little bit different on him this year?
I think when he went 8 games without a goal, I think the pressure continued to mount as the season went along. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games for a guy who's used to putting the puck in the net and did so successfully last year. Don't forget, I mean, he scored 27 goals in just over 50 games in his first season in the National Hockey League last year. That's an incredible pace. So to open up this season with a goose egg after, you know, 8-some games, I'm sure that definitely did weigh on his mind, and that first goal that he got, I think, was enormous for him. It came in overtime, and it was a huge goal set up by Kevin Fiala, was the guy that made the pass across the crease, and it was a monster moment, I think, for this season. But now let's not forget, too, he's towards the top of the team, if not leading the team in points, yep. Despite the fact he's only got, you know, a certain number of goals. He's a guy that's targeted by the other team's opposition, and I think that's something that he's got to get used to. I'm sure that was something that was the case in the KHL, but it's different doing it with the NHL guys draped all over you. So I'm sure he's finding his way, but he's still getting results, and that's what's key. And even better than that, despite the fact that he hasn't maybe been providing goals on a clip like we would hope for, the Wild still have won 9 of 13 games to open the season despite that.
Kevin Faulness with us here on a Faulness Friday at Seattle, coming up tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Tuesday, San Jose, the Sharks at the X at 7. Our next broadcast here on Kate coming up on Thursday, the 18th. The Dallas Stars come to the XL Energy Center, 7 o'clock faceoff. Kevin, before I let you go, turning to a different topic, what do you think are the odds that we finally bring that pig home from Iowa City this weekend?
Yeah, probably not good. But you know what? Who knows what to expect of this Golden Gophers team? You know, they can run toe-to-toe with some of the big dogs in the nation. You know, look at how they opened up against Ohio State. And then they put out a clunker against Bowling Green. And then they put out a clunker, an offensive Arizona Coyotes-like effort against Illinois. So people that make a living off of betting on sports, God bless you, because I can't imagine trying to figure out this team in particular. It's kind of like trying to figure out the Vikings on a night, week in, week out basis. I have no idea what to expect from PJ Fleck's group, but I'm hoping for the best because it would be nice to see Floyd of Rosedale make the trip up north and land back in the Twin Cities once again.
My 13-year-old son and me, we don't gamble, but we talk about numbers. We talk about the spread. And when the Gophers were favored by 17 against Illinois, I said, Isaac, you would take Illinois. Take him in a heartbeat, because we're never favored by that much, and it obviously showed on Saturday. But I think I saw the pig 6 years ago at the state fair, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, last time I was here. Kind of miss seeing that.
Yeah, thing. No, it does happen. I mean, it's not like Illinois. I mean, first of all, I was not that good, and they're just, you know, as up and down as the Golden Gophers. But for some reason, the Gophers can't get it done at Kinnick Stadium. It's been, like I said, since 1999 since they got it done on their turf. So I don't know. I mean, flip a coin, you probably have as good a shot of trying to figure out what's going to happen tomorrow as I could tell you.
Kevin Faulness, Minnesota Wild Radio Network. We'll try to see if we can do this on a weekly or biweekly basis, depending on Kevin's schedule. Kevin, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the Faulness Fun Friday with the boys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great, Aaron, anytime.